And tonight, Roy will notice something is up when we return to Ambridge at 7 o'clock. And at 8, Roger Harabin will look to the skies.
At a temple on the southern tip of India, pilgrims are jostling in the sea to sprinkle a statue of the great god Shiva. For Hindus, this is a most holy place. But as sea levels rise with climate change, it will be under threat, and so will communities right along India's low-lying eastern coastline. The Indian government's accused of doing too little to curb its emissions from coal. But now President-elect Trump says he'll cancel America's climate policies. So why should other governments care? Join me, Roger Harabin, for Climate Change, the Trump Card, tonight at 8 o'clock on BBC Radio 4.
Now, Reading Europe, Radio 4 series, bringing contemporary European fiction to the air. The stakes are high as we continue The Exception by Christian Jungerson, a tense thriller performed by a cast of leading Danish actors.
Good morning, Genocide Research Centre, Annalisa speaking.
Hi, it's Paul. Eben just phoned. Marlene was rushed into hospital this morning.
Oh no! Is she okay?
She had a really bad attack. Eben and Marlene say, well, they both say that...
What?
That somebody switched Marlene's pills for some pills that don't do the job. That's why she had such a bad attack today.
Oh, poor Marlene.
And they also say you are the only person who could have switched the pills.
What? Oh, come off it, Paul. That's just crazy. Surely you don't believe them.
No. Of course not. You wouldn't do anything like that. Sorry. Well, I'm not coming to the office today. I'm out at meetings. So, talk to you tomorrow.
But
bye.
Paul!
The Exception by Christian Jungerson. Dramatized for radio by Anders Lundolf and Polly Thomas. Episode 2, The Dream.
Is anybody there?
Eben.
Who is that? Hello?
Eben. Say sorry. Hear you.
Sorry.
What? Lisa, are you okay?
Oh my god. I had this dream. And I saw a man throttling Eben. It was the Serbian war criminal, the one Eben wrote about. Mirko. And he was suddenly here in Copenhagen. And he was lying in wait for her, made her say sorry, and he had a knife.
That sounds highly unpleasant. You want some water?
But it wasn't. It was such a relief. Oh my god, I hate them so much. Maybe they're right. Maybe.
Maybe what?
Maybe I did do something with those pills.
Okay, that's enough. You need to talk to the doctor about what is going on at work.
No, but Henrik, no.
Yngwie is a friend. We go there first thing in the morning. I'll get some water.
Annalisa, bullying is life-threatening, more than tobacco or alcohol. Victims of bullying often think they can take it, but nobody can.
Right.
I see it every day. People who suffer that kind of group bullying commit suicide. They die of all kinds of diseases they wouldn't have caught otherwise. Stress, unemployment, and alcoholism can all be caused by bullying and make people very ill indeed.
Yeah, Yngve is right. That's why you must sign off sick today or quit.
Well, you could do, but I'm not sure that's the answer.
I'm applying for other jobs. I've installed software on my computer so the others can't access my emails. I'm the only one who knows the password.
Good, good. How many applications?
Oh, about 22 in the last 6 months. But I'm not getting any interviews. They always pick someone younger.
So that leaves you three options. One, you let them force you out of your job, in which case you may never work again. Two, you stay and let them tyrannize you. Or three, you stay and make them stop bullying you.
Maybe I should stay and try to change. Maybe it is something about me, Yngve.
No, it's not about you. People who are bullied at work have nothing in common. It can happen to anyone. There have been studies analyzing if victims of bullying are people who are socially awkward, lazy, dull-minded, or anything else that might annoy their colleagues. But it's not the case.
Okay. I thought the advice was to get out of there as quick as you can. This is a war she cannot win. I mean...
Yeah, that's what some people say, yes. But if you quit, for the rest of your life, you'll see yourself as a victim and the world as a cruel place. If you allow them to carry on, they'll wipe you out. So I recommend confrontation. Are you willing to take the fight to them?
I mean...
Yes. I'm willing to take the fight to them.
I am, Annalise.
Right.
Yes, I am, Henrik.
Henrik, I take bullying as seriously as cancer or cardiovascular diseases, and so should you. People are literally killing each other, and no matter how much we teach and prevent, we have to face the fact that it's human nature. We kill our rivals.
Malene?
Yeah?
I've realized that the previous librarian dealt with all the user contact with the library. And since I've started here, you've been dealing with it as well as your own desk. How come?
What do you mean?
What are you accusing Malina of? Give her a break. She's been off ill.
Eben, I'm talking to Malina now.
And I'm trying to work.
How do you know the previous librarian had user contacts? Who told you?
That's irrelevant.
If I'm being accused of something, any evidence you have is relevant.
All right. I was looking at the server archives and there were these old emails from the previous librarian.
You know, that's a serious breach of data protection.
But
I had no idea you were so good at hacking. Maybe you also know how to send emails from hidden IP addresses.
And how to steal people's pills.
No, I did not send those emails, and I did not switch anybody's pills, Malene.
Who did then?
I have no idea.
It just seems odd that you're the only person not to receive death threats by email.
But it wasn't me.
Then who was it? Why are they not you?
What's so special about you, Annalise?
What was all that about?
Don't ask me.
Grit was right. She does have a split personality.
Enough psychobabble. Eben. What are we going to do about Paul? What's he up to?
What do you mean?
Who was he talking to on the phone the other night? Why was he trying to delete stuff? Do you think...
What?
I don't know. Do you think he sent those emails?
No. No way, that's crazy.
Someone sent them. It wasn't me, it wasn't you, so... That leaves us with mad librarian woman, Paul, or some Serbian warlord last seen in Sweden heading where?
Malena, please. You're scaring me.
But I'm scared too. Who swapped my pills? My money's on Annalise.
Oh, come on. Even she wouldn't go that far.
Want to bet?
Henrik.
Yeah.
Listen, those emails Eben and Malina received.
Really? Just forget about them for one evening, you know.
It was so sweet of you to send them.
Me?
Yes, you were trying to help. And I appreciate it so much.
Listen, I didn't send them.
It was awfully sweet of you, and I'm... You know what? I'm not cross at all.
But I didn't send them. Next thing I know, you'll be telling me that it was me who switched Malena's pills away.
Of course not. You never do a thing like that. It's so cruel. It's just that you said so many times how much you hate them, and... So if you did it, I'd quite understand.
Oh, my God. Please. Good night.
Apologies for the short notice, team, but this meeting is important. I know you have a lot on your plates. So, I wanted to give you all a heads up. Nothing is decided yet, but there may be big changes ahead. No doubt you've noticed that I've been away at quite a few meetings lately. Yeah. There are big discussions going on. The Ministry of Finance is working on a bill to incorporate the Danish Genocide Research Center into the Institute for Human Rights.
What? Paul, that's awful.
So, are you saying that we can't keep the center as it is?
How long have you known?
I knew there must be something with you being away so much.
Yeah.
Fredrik Tornsteinsson from our board has been seconded to the board of the Institute. He is ambitious and is pushing to take our center with him.
Whew.
And that means closing us down.
But that's... I mean, can't we fight back?
Well, I am trying to strengthen our position by getting a powerful new board member to stand up to Fredrik. And, of course, I want to get rid of Fredrik entirely.
But who?
I have found a candidate. You may know him. The amazing African affairs journalist Gunnar Hartvig Nielsen.
I certainly do.
Wow. But why Gunnar?
He is a highly influential, knowledgeable person. I have invited him to come to see the kind of work we do here.
Do you think it will be awkward?
Why?
Well, you're a good friend. It's going to be kind of like our boss.
So do you think that was what Paul was up to?
What?
Deleting stuff, you know, that he didn't want Fredrik to take to the ministry.
Well, maybe. But then who was he on the phone to?
Gunnar.
No.
Why not?
No way, he's too... I mean, Gunnar's a good guy.
How can you be so sure? You don't know Gunnar. He'll say anything when he wants something badly enough.
Okay, then. So, Paul was doing some late-night industrial espionage, and Annalisa swapped your pills. Well, which I still don't believe.
Mm.
But one mystery remains. Who sent the threatening emails to us?
Could be Mirko.
Yes, it could. But that means we're still in danger.
Yeah, but he's holed up in Sweden, isn't he?
Yeah.
Shit, time to go. Don't want to miss my bus. Walk me to the stop, will you?
Yeah, sure.
And can you wait with me till it comes? I don't like being out alone after dark anymore.
Me neither.
Well, I remember Gunnar from way back. I once saw him at the National Art Museum. He looked much better in the flesh. He was always on TV going on about the impact of tribal culture on African corruption.
But how can it be up to Paul, who is appointed to the board? And how can he get rid of Fredrik?
I don't know. Well, he must have connections we don't know about.
He could make it look like those threatening emails came from Fredrik, maybe.
Hmm. Can't wait for our center to be swallowed up by the Institute. And then I get some new colleagues.
Listen, I got something for you.
What is it?
Look here. It could cost me my job.
What?
Eben and Malene both have accounts at my bank. I got a printout of their bank statement. Look here.
You what?
Yeah.
Oh, thank you, darling. Oh, did you find anything interesting?
Look here. Eben got 183,000 kroner in her current account. 3 months ago, the organization she worked for in Somalia made a deposit of 120,000 kroner, probably compensation for the hostage situation.
Oh, let me see. Wow. And she made transfers to England and Germany and the US. What for?
Subscription to anonymizer sites like the ones the emails were sent via.
But why would Eben send herself an email like that?
I think it's the split personality theories you've been talking about.
Hmm.
One half of her is capable of hating the other. Can you imagine living like that?
No. Well, anything else?
Yeah, here. She spends a fair bit on chat rooms and dating sites. Hmm. And porn sites.
What? Oh, my God. I can't see Eben surfing porn. Well, but maybe she's lonely. I mean, when she's with Malene, then she's all smug. But she was quite different the other day when we were alone.
Look here. Every month, Malene receives between 3,000 and 5,000 from someone called Jutta Jensen.
So that's why she always has so much money. Jutta? Her mom, maybe?
Maybe.
Well, that's a lot of money. Oh, my God, do you think she's an escort?
No, yeah, man. You know I can't stand her, and I love to think the worst of her, but her mother's rather more likely. Don't you agree?
Yes, I agree.
Annalisa, please come through.
Is everything okay?
I have just had the police on the phone. The CIA has detained a group of exiled Serbs in Chicago. A bunch of low-ranking war criminals. They've interrogated them, and one of them has confessed to sending emails to the center.
What?
Wow. And do you know, were the threats for real then?
I don't know.
Is he linked to Mirko?
I don't know anything else at present, but there's nothing to be afraid of anymore.
Thank God. Oh.
The perpetrator has been identified, and matters will now take their course. So, that's all. Let's get back to work.
Thanks, Paul.
Yeah. What a relief.
Yeah. What? You never got one. Why is it a relief for you?
No, but we've all been living with the sense of threat, haven't we? Eben.
Oh, yes, yes, we have. It's been tough.
Tougher for some than others, that's all I'm saying.
Yeah, but it's over now. So finally we can get back to normal.
Great.
Yeah, great. I'll get back to work.
Can you close the door? Annalisa, it's really drafty.
Please.
Why are you sucking up to her?
Just common courtesy.
Yeah, but I still don't like it.
Can we just get back to work now, please? At least things can be normal again. I've got copies to write.
Eben, think about it. How can you swap pills from Chicago?
Oh, sorry, Eben, I didn't realize you were waiting.
Oh, well, that's no problem, Annalisa. I was just waiting for the loo.
Why are you shouting?
Am I shouting? Oh, sorry.
Hi, Eben. I was looking for you.
Excuse me. I need to get back to work.
Of course.
What are you up to?
Wait, wait, listen. Wait.
What did you do?
Just a little joke.
When they still thought it was me who'd send those emails. When they thought I was a mad woman with a split personality.
What have they done now?
They don't suspect me anymore, so now they are back to childish nonsense. A glass of water balanced on the edge of my desk so that I'd knocked it all over my files.
Just ignore them. The center will hopefully be shut down soon.
Have you forgotten what Yngve said? It's a fight for survival, and I'm more than willing to take on human nature.
Annalise, be careful, please.
Don't worry, Henrik.
Annalise.
Eben and Malene, It's great that we can all get back to normal now, but please refrain from going into the library and,
Well, you know perfectly well what.
No, what?
What do you mean? Well, how about we don't go into each other's workspaces just to annoy each other?
But we'd never dream of it.
Shh, Eben. Let Annalise explain what she means. Go on, Annalise. What is it that you think we've done?
You put my water glass on my desk so it'd fall over and spill.
We'd never do a thing like that.
Something must have slipped under the glass when you were moving stuff around on the desk. How annoying.
It's just nerves, Annalise. So much has been going on since those emails arrived.
That you sent.
I didn't send them.
Of course you did.
You know very well I didn't. It was that SERP the CIA called.
You have sent loads of emails, including to us.
Yes, but I didn't send any containing threats.
But those aren't the ones we're talking about.
No. What made you think they were the emails we were talking about, exactly?
For God's sake. It's bloody obvious. Which emails were you referring to, then?
Other emails entirely.
Let's drop it, shall we, Annalisa? Take a chill pill. Go on, back into the library and do your work.
Sorry, Annalisa. It's just a kind of standing joke we've got, that it was you who sent the threatening emails. I mean, you were the only person not to get one, right?
You are both completely crazy, the pair of you. I don't know why I ever thought we could be friends.
And don't forget to close the door.
Ladies, may I introduce Gunnar Hartvig Nielsen? I promise I'll show him around before he joins our board. If he does. Gunnar, this is my excellent staff.
I see, yes.
Gunnar and I know each other, right, Gunnar?
Indeed we do.
But we can keep things professional, no problem.
And I know Gunnar too, don't I, Gunnar?
Definitely.
Well, great. Do you know Annalise too, our librarian?
No. Hello, how do you do?
Very well, thank you. Yeah, I saw you at the National Art Museum once.
Oh,
well,
right.
I mean, nice to meet you.
Andrew,
shall we go into my office first for a chat?
Absolutely, let's do that.
Tell me, what does Rasmus think about the way you flirt with Gunnar so much?
Rasmus has gone to Cologne again.
Good morning, ladies.
Oh, hello, Ole. They've just gone into Paul's office.
I beg your pardon?
Paul's in a meeting with Gunnar Hartvig Nielsen. I just thought you were meant to be there too. I mean, you are our chairman.
I see. They're in a meeting. Well, actually, I just popped in to pick up today's news cuttings, so... Hello, Gunnar.
Hello.
Ole, what brings you here? Well, I came for the cuttings, like I do every Friday, Paul.
Ah, right, yes, of course.
And you guys are having a meeting?
Well, naturally, I'd like to see everything before I accept the offer.
The offer?
Yes, of joining your board to replace Fredrik Torsteinsson.
Oh, yeah, obviously, right, so...
Excellent. You also got to meet our chair. It's all go here. Lots of unpredictable coming and going and...
Sure, right.
But perhaps we should have our meeting somewhere in town instead of...
Well, of course, yeah. I'll join you guys.
Of course. Great. Yes.
Well, let's go, shall we?
Yes,
let's go.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Wasn't that a little awkward?
Yeah. He'll accept the seat. That's why they're having this meeting.
No, he won't. How could you think that of him?
Don't forget that Gunnar spent years in Africa, so he's used to corruption.
I lived in Africa too, and I know Gunnar, you know?
Yeah, he must have taught you a great deal, I'm sure. The one time you met him at your precious Somalian press conference.
Paul, that was a very short meeting.
Yes, we didn't get very far. A bloody nuisance always showing up like that. I'd better give him a bell. Listen, yesterday I had lunch with a friend from the Conservative Party's Foreign Affairs Committee. So I know that in 2 months' time, Brussels will be discussing the Turkish-Armenian genocide denial. The mainstream media in the EU will be falling over each other to run features on it. We've got a month to put together a special Turkish edition of Genocide News.
What about Malina's and my special Serbian edition?
Yeah,
well, drop it. This is our number one priority. Annalisa, has anyone else already done specials on the subject?
Oh, definitely.
Okay, this special edition has to justify our worth in the eyes of the politicians. Eben And Annalisa, you two will form the team.
But isn't it usually me and Eben who work together?
And Annalisa has never written or edited copy.
No, but she has a specialist knowledge.
Oh, really?
I had a month's sabbatical in Turkey with my last job.
Wow, a month?
Malina, this is no time for petty office politics. Get a move on.
I need to go home. I have a headache. I can't do any more today.
Feeling?
How could I have imagined that you'd be able to live with me? My head is full of terrible thoughts about Serbs killing my co-workers. Oh my God, what am I doing? I can never live among normal, healthy people. You know what, Malina is right. I'm impossible to work with.
Annalisa.
And I'm impossible to live with.
Stop it,
I drive everyone away. You, our children, everything.
Stop it.
I'm going to move out. And the rest of you can have everything your way without me to disturb you.
Please, stop it. No, I mean, you should be fighting Malin and Eben, not yourself and not your family. What is wrong with you? I mean, what is going on?
Was defending my country.
How can you defend your country against unarmed civilians?
Who say they were unarmed, huh? I was defending my country just like you would. How can I be a war criminal?
UN sources are clear. They were unarmed.
UN? I'm sick of hearing about the UN.
So you feel no guilt?
No guilt. Guilt for what? Listen, I have one judge, God and the Serbian people. They can't find me guilty because I'm not guilty.
Hi, Malina.
Eben, Gunnar is seriously pissed off.
Why?
He realized more or less straight away that Paul didn't have the authority he claimed, and it didn't take him long to work out that Paul was using him in some internal power struggle.
Of course it didn't.
So he turned Paul down.
Just like I said.
How dare Paul exploit Gunnar like that? And what was all that crap about you and Annalisa working together?
Yes, over my dead body. She's got no idea about journalism. She'll be knocking on Paul's door all the time crying for help.
And making crap decisions.
Yes, and Paul will think I'm a complete idiot.
And what about me? Does he expect me to just sit there doing nothing?
Maybe you'll have to deal with the library user.
Sure. Oh, hi, babe. Oh, I better hang up. Rasmus has just come in. See you in the morning.
Oh, hi, babe.
Gunnar speaking.
Eben here. Not disturbing you, I hope.
Hi. No, it's good of you to call.
I just wanted to hear how the meeting went.
Well, I'm on my way out the door, actually. A friend of mine has got a film premiere.
Hello. So is anybody there?
What's that?
Hello?
Are you all right? Eben.
I'm sorry. I'm sorry about that. I'm on my own at the office. I thought I heard a noise. It's nothing.
Oh, good. Well, anyhow, I really am on my way out. Come along if you like. It's about this development project in Uganda, followed by debate.
Yes, well, it is my field.
Do come. It's at Ibis on Nabuka.
I'd love to. I'll just have to go home and freshen up.
Great. See you in an hour.
Yes. See you. Hi.
Hi.
I hope I didn't keep you waiting.
Not at all. You look great. Wow.
Thank you. Well, it is a film premiere, after all, isn't it?
Well, absolutely, but I don't know if the global media are that interested in activism in Uganda. Let's go in. I'll introduce you to my friend Niels.
Nice.
Yes, he's a great guy. I'm sure you'll like him.
Hey! Oh, hey, good to meet you.
Yeah, and you, it's been far too long.
And hello, nice
hello.
To meet you.
Nice to meet you.
I'll catch you later. I just have to go and
right.
Be practical.
See you later.
Yeah.
So, who was she?
No idea. Yeah, I really don't recall.
Is it someone you've been out with?
Well, that's what I don't remember. No, I'm teasing. She's someone from African activism. Can't you tell? The dress of hers? Niels! Come over here a minute, will you?
Hi, Gora. Great of you to come.
Well, of course I came.
I wanted to call you, but I just want... Can you do me a favor?
Mm-hmm.
Will you chair the debate after the film? I mean, it's just... Yeah, you're the best at it, so... Oh, sorry! Sorry, you're on a date. Hey! My name is Niels.
Hi, I'm Eben. Nice to meet you.
I apologize talking sharp like that.
No, that's okay. I can't wait to see your film.
Oh, thanks.
Eben's an expert on Africa, actually.
Well, expert's putting it a bit strongly, I think.
Oh, yes, of course. Eben Heugel.
Yes.
From that hostage thing in Somalia.
Yes.
I thought I recognized you. Guys, everybody, it's Eben Heugel, the woman warrior.
Thank you.
You're quite a hero to the activists.
I mean, really, even what an honor. Will you come out with the crew for a beer afterwards?
Oh, I don't know.
Of course not. I'm sorry you're on a date with Gunnar.
It's like... Not sure if it's a date exactly.
Oh, right. Okay.
Let's just say I admire Eben tremendously. I've kept a close eye on her writing for Genocide News.
Nice. I really wanted to tell you that, Eben, you were an inspiration. Really.
Thank you.
The way you kept your head and got the rest of the hostages out at such risk when you could have escaped alone. I mean, that's courage.
Isn't it time for the film to start?
Oh, yes, of course. It's me who's babbling. Yes, of course. Sorry, guys.
Of you all evening.
Ah, oh, I'm just been out. What's up?
Rasmus has left.
What?
Yeah. He's moved out.
Oh. Well, Tim, why?
I threw him out.
But why?
He's been shagging a woman from Cologne for the last 2 months.
What?
Yeah. So I wanted him out of the flat right away. And you weren't in.
Well, no, I wasn't in.
I can't bear being alone in my flat. Can I come over?
Yes, of course. Come over.
Thank you.
It's open! Bathroom!
Hi, what are you doing? Why are you still wearing makeup this late?
Well, I was just about to take it off.
Huh, where have you been?
Tell me what's happening with you and Rasmus.
Well, I don't know. I bet they've already shagged at least twice tonight. She's some hot young 21-year-old doing film studies.
Let's have a drink.
Oh, love one.
No problem.
It's all that crap with Anneliese. I've probably been totally ignoring Rasmus. I never even phoned him when he was away in Cologne.
Oh. Well, shagging a 21-year-old, that can't be Anneliese's fault, surely.
Can I ask you another favour too?
Yeah, sure.
Rasmus is going to pick up his stuff tomorrow. Do you mind being there to make sure he doesn't nick any of my things? I can't face it.
Well, it's just a few boxes. Shouldn't take too long.
Great.
Pass me my computer, won't you?
Yeah.
Thank you. By the way, those emails. I've written a spyware app that we can send back to whoever sent them and maybe trace where they've been coming from.
Oh.
I don't know if you still want my help, but...
I don't know. I'm taking these posters down.
Oh, thank you. Oh, Eben? Eben?
I'm taking these posters down.
Yeah, I'll take the heavy stuff down first. Sorry. Yeah, it has to go in the van first. I'm sorry. It's easier. I'll take this table.
Are you sure you can manage?
Yeah, sure, it's not that heavy. It's easier for one person to carry. Won't be long. I'm sorry.
I'll just wait.
Sure.
Rasmus! Rasmus! Who's that with you? Rasmus? Rasmus? Rasmus, are you all right?
Oh my God. Okay, help. Hello.
I was on the landing. I called out that I was on my way down. And it was pure chance that Rasmus asked me to wait till he'd carried the table down.
Yeah, and what happened next?
Officer, if anyone was waiting downstairs, they'd have heard me. I mean, whoever covered that step in oil would expect me to be the one to slip on it.
Yeah, but please just tell me what happened next.
And where was the rail? There is usually a rail in front of that window. I mean, this can't be a coincidence. Someone is out to get me. Oh, Malena, it's her flat.
Eben, now please tell me just in a few words what actually happened.
Well, yes. Rasmus insisted on carrying the table downstairs by himself. I was just waiting in the flat. And then what?
Are you okay?
Yes. I heard him arguing with a woman.
Was that a woman you knew? Did you see her?
No. I just heard her voice.
Mm-hmm. And was that a voice that you recognized?
Well, there is this woman at work. And Lisa. She's really weird. I mean, she really does aggressive stuff.
Eben, calm down. Do you really think this woman capable of actually killing?
I don't know. I really don't know.
But you have to think carefully, because it's a serious accusation, okay? It's much more likely to be an accident. Accidents are almost always just accidents.
Yes, okay? I understand. But it's
and
just,
my
it's
fellow just... officers are taking a look right now. They're working out what's on the step and who might have put it there. There will be clues, and we'll find whoever did it. Okay? So here, take my card. And if you think of anything else, you just give me a call. Okay?
Officer?
Yeah?
I'm not usually this edgy, honestly. But right now, I really don't want to go back to my flat. Some crazy person has very probably just tried to kill me and might try again. You really have to do something.
Yeah, you're in shock. It's perfectly natural. Spend the rest of the day with friends, people close to you, talk the whole thing through. And we can help, if needed, with victim support. If you need any counseling at all, we can help. Okay?
Okay.
It's me. Melina, I'm so sorry.
Yeah.
Shall I come home?
What happened?
Didn't they tell you?
Yeah. But you were actually there, so I...
I didn't see. He was on his own on the stairs. And then, well, I heard voices.
Whose?
I don't know. I couldn't hear. They were arguing.
Oh, God.
Look, I'm coming. When I get home, I'll tell you all about it. See you soon.
Yeah.
Asmus, I'm taking these posters down.
Rasmus, I'm taking these posters down.
Officer, the voice. I think I know who it was. I'm almost sure it was Annalisa.
You're almost sure it was Annalisa?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Was it definitely her?
Well, I don't know.
Okay. Could it also have been Malena's voice?
Why Malena?
Because we have to pursue every line of inquiry.
But I know Malena. She'd never do anything like that.
Maybe.
I know her. I tell you. I know
Calm Malena. Down, please, now, Eden. Okay? I believe you. All I'm saying is that I shall have to pursue it as a line of inquiry. That means also having to ask Malena to come in for an interview. And as for you, you will have to sign your statement. Are you prepared to do that?
Yes.
You do know that perjury is a criminal offense.
I know.
Take your time and think it through.
Eben was played by Stine Stengarde, Malena by Lisbeth Wolf, Annalise by Kaja Brühl, Therapist and Paul by Mikkel Rienberg, Henrik by Thomas Gabrielsen, Gunnar by Thomas Magnussen, Rasmus by Jakob Oftebro, Dorte by Charlotte Munk, Ole and Nils by Christopher Lesø, Somalian Man by Mohamed Ali Osman, and the Serbian interviewee by Elvira Ramovic. Original music was by Halfdan E. The Exception was written by Christian Jungersen, dramatized and produced for radio by Anders Lundorf and Polly Thomas, and it was recorded on location in Copenhagen. It was a Something Else production for BBC Radio 4.
Find out what Eben decides to do in the final episode of The Exception tomorrow here on BBC Radio 4 at the same time. After the news, we're uncovering Pakistan.
BBC News at 3 o'clock.
Britain's most senior diplomat at the European Union, Sir Ivan Rogers, has resigned. The Foreign Office said it could not give reasons for his departure less than 3 months before the government's due to begin the formal process of leaving the EU. Sir Ivan caused controversy last month when it emerged he'd privately warned ministers that other EU countries believed a Brexit deal could take 10 years. The chairman of Parliament's Brexit Committee, the Labour MP Hilary Benn, said the resignation came as a surprise.
There could not be a more crucial time for the British person in Brussels. It's an absolutely vital job, both conveying the British government's view to the other 27 member states, but also honestly reporting back what he was picking up about the attitude of the other 27 towards the forthcoming negotiations.
Police say an operation in which a man was shot dead by an officer in Huddersfield was related to criminal possession of a firearm. The man, who was killed when officers stopped a car on the M62 yesterday evening, has been named locally as Yasser Yacoub. Five people have been arrested. The German Interior Minister is proposing tougher measures to deal with failed asylum seekers following the Berlin lorry attack. Thomas de Maizière also believes the country needs a more powerful, centralised security service instead of the current sharing of responsibility between central and local government. Turkish police say two foreign nationals have been arrested at Ankara's international airport in connection with the shooting at an Istanbul nightclub. A 28-year-old man from Kyrgyzstan, who's been named by some sources as the main suspect, has been cleared of any involvement. The rugby league club Bradford Bulls has gone into liquidation after administrators turned down a proposed takeover deal. Bradford won four Super League titles before being relegated in 2014 and in November went into administration for the third time in 4 years. BBC News.
Now on Radio 4, Safraz Manzoor profiles a writer who's been described as Pakistan's D.H. Lawrence and compared to everyone from Oscar Wilde to William Shakespeare, a man whose short stories captured the turmoil and violence of Indian partition and whose non-fiction predicted the rise of religious fundamentalism of modern-day Pakistan.
To my great regret, it has been impossible to obtain agreement that will preserve the unity of India, and the only alternative is partition.
At the stroke of the midnight hour, when the world sleeps, India will awake to life and freedom.
August the 15th, the birthday of the independent and sovereign state of Pakistan.
Between June 1947, when the Viceroy of India, Lord Mountbatten, announced the plans for partition, and August the 15th, when India